Sir Ben.
Thank you very much, Dr. Benny. Deus ex machina today, and in general, he is the man of emergency in Tuscany. Before opening this conference, it's officially opening the first session that will deal with healthcare on the territory, community level, I would like to extend the greetings on behalf of the whole hospital of Scaligi, Gianfranco Cecinato, Agnati. They helped us organizing this event. I am quite happy to see many colleagues here who accepted this invitation. We hope that this will be a useful day so that we'll leave this hall with more knowledge and much satisfaction tonight. I am particularly excited to be here because many colleagues who until a few weeks ago were my collaborators and whom I left with much regret. So I'm really excited. I hope you will forgive me if I'm a bit nervous and excited. I would like to welcome you on behalf of the Hospital of Careggi and the manager of this hospital. He can't be here now, but he will try to join us in the afternoon. For those who do not know him, we have the nurse director, who's also the president of the National Association, and he's in Rome today. I would like to extend the greetings from all nurses from Florence, whom I represent here, and they all wish you a very fruitful work. I want to take just a few minutes to describe ANIAR, to the association that contributed to the organization and the scientific program of this event. ANIARTE is a professional association that was born in 1981, so it's about 23 years old. I don't know if you can't read the slide there. And this association developed its own philosophy in healthcare provision. It invented this definition of critical area that includes emergency facilities as well as all those situations that are characterized by the emergency acuity of patients and by very complex treatment. So this totally changed the situation that existed until this year. We were born as an association of intensive care resuscitation nurses, while this concept totally changed things. And therefore, it focuses on the patient. So it is definitely patient-oriented, in this case, critical patient-oriented. And the professional nurse is a person who can guarantee healthcare, truly complete healthcare, also by using devices and equipment with a very high technological content. Critical care nurses are highly skilled and are trained to contain risk factors and provide excellent healthcare services. ANIARTE was born in was created in 1981. It gathered 150. In those days, it gathered 150 nurses. In 1987, it launched its new philosophy, which was drawn on Canadian experience. So we no longer mean critical care only for resuscitation, intensive care, but any situation caused by critical patient would become an area of critical care. So anywhere, not only in hospitals, but also in workplaces, on roads, and so on. In 1992, we were the first to demonstrate in Rome asking for better training and better knowledge and recognition of their professional skills. In 1999, ANIARTE with some other European nurse association created ESCNA, which is the European Association of Critical Care Nursing, and we were among the founders and we have a seat in Brussels too. So critical care nurses, as well as all Italian nurses, are represented at European level. In 2003, we had 3,600 members, which may not sound a lot, but that each member is thoroughly committed and involved in our association. So philosophy means the quality of assistance of care given. The patient is the major subject. Ethical principles and rules of conduct are our rules. The issue of evidence-based medicine is also one of our focuses. Well-trained nurses, specialized nurses, today we even have a master in critical care, intensive care, and emergency. I go through these principles very quickly. We have cultural objectives, although we were somewhat encouraged to become a union, but we are to stick to our initial mission. We want to carry out a cultural job, a cultural task. We want to involve nurses and represent them. It's the membership. Joining our association must be a free choice. We have boards at regional, national levels, and we have an election mode which is very democratic. So we vote by mail, as we are a national association. So each member, no matter how far or he or she lives, he or she can elect his or her representative. And all our regional delegates, those who are here today, those who represent us here today, do so on a voluntary basis. We have a magazine. We organize meetings, conferences, courses, and last but not least, although this is the last on our list, our website, which is becoming a very important reference point for the whole profession. That's it. That's all. I would like to thank our foreign guests for being here today with us, for their important contribution. And I would also like to thank the hospital, DEA, and its chairman, who took the floor a few minutes ago. I would like to thank a colleague who did a lot, who worked really hard to organize this meeting, as well as many other events, and he deserves our special thanks, Mr. Giovanni Beccattini.